Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
It's Sunday, September 12th. The year is 2021. And as dark as these days are, the sun of truth and justice is beginning to rise. The globalists are now out in the open with their agenda of total power and control. Many of you are asking, why are they so bold? These vaccines aren't vaccines. They're causing heart attacks and deaths. They don't even work. The majority of people that are sick have had the injections and are now finding out about it. Why are they creating so much anger, so much fear? And the answer is divide and conquer. That's why they're using racial division, cultural division, division of the sexes. And now you've got Biden and all the surrogates, not just here, but in Australia. And around the world, in the UK, in Canada, in Europe, saying, if you don't take the shot, the lockdown's not going to end. And people are angry at you that haven't taken the shot. It's your fault people are sick, and people are about to really get in your face and come after you. We're going to play a clip of a federal senator right now in Australia literally invoking attacks on the people. And remember what Biden said last Thursday. He said, my patience is running out. This is your pandemic. This is an information war. So they're going past political correctness and saying, get rid of America and America should be abolished. And they're moving directly now to, you should be attacked. You should be put in a camp. You should be taken away because you won't take the shots. It's here. This is their pretext to send out the contact tracers run by the Clinton Foundation here in the U.S. and other groups around the world to literally set up America a total medical tyranny against the human population. So here is the clip of the federal senator to kick off the show that Owen Schroyer is taking over, and I'm interviewing a father here in Austin who lost his son from heart swelling and a heart attack at age 16 after he took the Moderna shot. So it's all coming up on this Sunday broadcast. You are the InfoWar. You can override the enemy, but you must share the live feed right now. You must tell people the truth lives at band.video, and you must say no to the globalists now while you still can.
I think people are getting quite agitated right out there now outside, Pete, and those anti-vaxxers out there, that 20-30%, are the ones out there are protesting on the streets and doing that sort of thing. I think you're going to find the rest of us coming at you lock, stock and barrel, and we're going to be putting the pressure on you fairly hard, because the rest of us that are trying to do the right thing by the country and our kids and get vaccinated and do the right thing, I think for you, we're going to start to get even more agitated and we're going to start to get more hardcore, and I think that's what you're going to see, massive division out there, and it'll be us on the front foot. That's what I think is going to happen. I think the tide is going to turn on those anti-vaxxers out there, and you are really going to feel the heat.
Okay.
We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin.
So these are the leaders, the supposed leaders of the free world, reminding you where you stand in society, where you stand in civilization. You are a slave. You do not have medical freedom. Hell, in many places around the world, you don't really have any freedom at all. And in the United States of America, you don't have free speech. And now you have a president that is scolding you, and other members of our government scolding you, and Hollywood and entertainment coming out and saying, screw your freedoms. This isn't about freedom. Imagine the president of the United States scolding the American people and telling them it's not about freedom. Actually, that's all it's about. That's actually everything. It's all about freedom. But America is finally starting to see the true face of corruption and the true face of lawlessness, corrupt politics, criminal politics that's been around for decades. in one picture with the Clintons and the Obamas and the Bushes and the Bidens all at that 9/11 ceremony. Trump wasn't there. That was a smart move.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Live with you in studio on this Sunday, September 12th, 2021. But we've got a lot of important emergency reports coming up from Alex Jones and some very important interviews coming up from Alex Jones as well, not just during the two-hour Sunday Alex Jones show, but then a very important interview with Dr. Bartlett is going to air tonight on Sunday Night Live that we really want you guys to see. Alex Jones is going to be interviewing Dr. Bartlett. And it's just so key to get all these different doctors on, and you've seen them coming on with Harrison Smith in the morning, going on the Alex Jones show, coming on with me in the war room, just dozens of doctors, because that's what it's about. It's about having debate. It's about having a discussion. Remember, Biden said, we need transparency on all this, so let's hear from all the doctors. Everybody needs to have a discussion about this so we can decide what to do with the vaccine. Oh, but then they get in power and they say it's mandated, and anything that they don't want you to see, they censor. Anything, I guess, Big Pharma doesn't want you to see, they censor. And that's going to be coming up in the third, fourth, and fifth segment this Sunday is Ernest Ramirez, whose son died from a vaccine side effect. And he gave a speech about it at an event that the High Wire with Del Bigtree held. And he gave a speech talking about his son and the vaccine. And he's got the shirt, Pfizer vaccine killed my boy. You know, having a speech, public space, and it gets censored on social media. So it's really an incredible thing to be witnessing and experiencing all this. And many people in the audience already knew this type of situation would be coming. They already knew how corrupt things were. A lot of people are just now starting to see it for the first time, and their jaws are dropping to the floor. They can't believe it. They can't believe what happened to America. What happened to free speech? What happened to freedom, period? What happened to the media? Since when does Big Pharma run our country? Since when does Big Pharma own my body? So Mr. Ramirez loses his son, coerced into taking a Pfizer vaccine, dies afterwards, and then he's not even allowed to tell his story because he gets censored on social media. And so that's how they do it. So you only get to hear one side of the story, which isn't even a side of the story. It's the lie. You get to hear the lies. You get to hear the propaganda. You get to hear the prepared psyop that they want you to see. Oh, it's all vaccine good news. Yes, the vaccine is working. There's no bad news about the vaccine. No. No, Mr. Ramirez did not give a speech about his son dying from the Pfizer vaccine. It didn't happen. No. No. It never happened. And so then when you say, hey, you know, I know this guy, son got the vaccine, he died. Look at this speech, and you go to find it, it's not there. Just gone. Like it never happened. No, but it did happen. Ernest Ramirez is a real person. His son was a real person, and he died from the COVID vaccine, along with countless others, thousands, maybe tens of thousands of others. We don't even know the real numbers yet. And the people that die from the vaccine, they're saying they died from COVID. In a very important press conference last week, the governor of West Virginia came out and said, in the last 2 months, we've had a 25% increase in death in vaccinated people. And they just say it's all COVID. Well, yeah, they basically give you COVID. They have the most transmittable contagious virus made in a lab. So everybody's got COVID at any given time. So you die from something else and then just test you and they say, yep, COVID. And then you have to sit here and deal with the lies of the mainstream news, deal with the internet censorship, pretending like none of it's going on. Oh, the vaccine is great. Oh, COVID's killing everybody you know. Meanwhile, you're actually doing the independent research. You know that most of the people that are being hospitalized for COVID or dying from COVID are actually vaccinated. There's another story that came out. Stephen King shares the story. 1,200 people a day are dying in Florida from the COVID. And then it turns out, no, that was a lie. It was like two people that day. He just added all the numbers from like months. Of course, it goes viral and all the liberals are like, see, you're murdering people, you anti-vaxxers. Which, forget about even the data that we're being lied to and is already manipulated. They don't even have the common sense to say, hey, if I wear a mask or I take a vaccine, I should be good. So what am I worried about? Mm-hmm. They don't even have the common sense. But see, they know the vaccine isn't safe or effective. They know the mask doesn't work. It's just all about telling you what to do. Now, there's a cartoon here that Alex really liked. And he sent to the crew, and I think it pretty much sums things up, where you've got a man running on a track with a mask with the back to normal finish line, but then you've got the global elite here running on the COVID bug, the COVID virus. It's actually just on a hook, and they're just running with you, and you'll never get back to normal. You'll never reach that finish line. The only thing that needs to be added is, I guess, really off into this future right here, maybe not so distant. See, this is going to be your prison. So yeah, you're keeping running and you're just going to keep running. And you're told this is going to be normal. I'm just going to keep running and it's going to be normal. This is what the television tells me. This is what my political leaders tell me. I just got to take my vaccines and I just got to wear my mask and I got to quarantine when I'm told and, you know, take whatever medication I'm told. And, you know, it's kind of scary and the TV's telling me to be really scared. And so I'm just going to keep doing exactly what it says and trust the TV and trust the experts as I'm told. And, you know, Big Pharma's never hurt anybody and they won't hurt me. I'll be fine. I'm just going to keep doing exactly as I'm told. It's not about freedom. It's not about freedom, no. It's about being a slave so that I can be safe and protected. The safest place for me to be is in a prison cell with my ankles shackled and my hands shackled because I might hurt somebody or myself. And I have these things called like emotions and thoughts. And so I might want to do something or speak and I don't want to do that. So I need to be inoculated so that I can't even think anymore. And then finally, I'll be safe and everybody will be safe. And sure, we'll all be slaves. And it's the biggest world government conspiracy in the history of humanity. And it's going to be global enslavement unlike anything ever seen on this planet or history of humanity. But I need to trust the TV. I need to listen to Hollywood. They'll save me. They care about me. Joe Biden cares about me. Hollywood cares about me. They would never lie to me. They would never tell me that a vaccine is safe and effective when it's killing people and all the new hospitalizations are from the vaccinated people and all the new variants are from the vaccinated people.
I'm just going to keep running until they put me in a jail cell and lock me up and tie me up and hog-tie me and cover my mouth because I'm a bad human and I'm a parasite and I'm killing the planet. And so this is a good thing, says the average woke-topian leftist out there. And so I'll cover some of this vaccine news coming up. But remember, ladies and gentlemen, we don't want you to live in a prison. We don't want to see the global elite conquer the planet. We don't want to see the biggest human enslavement in world history. That's what InfoWars is fighting against and has been for 20-plus years. And there's a reason why we're the number one target of the New World Order, which has now been announced. So it's not just a thing to say the New World Order, like that's a cliche around here. Nope. It's now been announced. The New World Order's here. The New World Order's real. We're their number one enemy. There's a reason why, because we're leading the edge right now for the media against the New World Order. So remember to go to InfoWarsStore.com. The specials that you see right now, like Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 33% off, that is coming to an end after tonight. So take advantage of Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before it sells out.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Special stuff coming
defending
up here
the Republic from night. Enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, a lot of special stuff. We're going to start off at the end of this segment. We're going to begin the interview of Alex Jones and Ernest Ramirez, a son who lost, or a father who lost his son to a Pfizer vaccine, the COVID vaccine. And then he gets censored on social media. He's not allowed to tell you about it. Because, you know, you don't want to go against the Biden regime and the forced vaccines that are killing people. That's not a good look. And, of course, social media in bed with the Biden regime. Not only that, Sunday Night Live is going to be Alex Jones and Dr. Bartlett, and you're not going to want to miss this interview. Yet just another doctor with the, you know, you could say courage, and it is a courageous thing, but really with the foresight to understand he needs to go public with this information, tell the truth about COVID, tell the truth about the vaccines before it's too late, and so that he can have that on, or have it, his conscience cleared, that he's not involved in any of this as a doctor and a medical practitioner. So just add Dr. Bartlett to the list of dozens of doctors with the courage or the foresight or the combination of both to see that now is the time to come out and tell the truth about COVID and speak out against these vaccines. Now, I've also got a lot of other news here. I've got a huge stack of this COVID news, a bunch of video clips. Trump was just the belle of the ball all weekend, visiting with cops and firefighters. He was at a big boxing match where there were huge Trump won chants and we love Trump chants and everybody just loving on Trump and loving on America. Sad you don't see that in the other sports industries these days. And then, of course, the college stadiums now for football games, it seems like every weekend we have massive cheers, or not lack, I guess not cheers, chants of F Biden and screw Biden, just rocking college stadiums, hundreds of thousands of people chanting F Biden. So that's a new thing now. And then Biden even getting booed at the 9/11 ceremony that was all the D.C. criminals like Pelosi and the Bushes and the Obamas and the Bidens and all the D.C. elite and the Clintons. All the big criminals were there. Folks, those are the criminals. Those are our corrupt politicians. Everybody that was there. So it was a good move for Trump to snub that. And he actually went up to New York and did personalized visits and all kinds of stuff with cops and firefighters. And so we'll have a little bit of that coming up. And another man has decided to become a woman, and in the MMA debut beats a woman's face in and wins the fight as a fake woman. So that's pretty incredible. And then the race in California is heating up, and then that's going to be a big story coming up this week. So there's a little bit of news on that and a couple other outliers here. But let me just get into as much of this stack of news before we begin this powerful interview coming up with Ernest Ramirez. UK health minister says government will not impose COVID vaccine passports or lockdowns over Christmas. So this is what standing up is doing. It's pushing back on this tyranny. It's resisting this tyranny. It doesn't mean it's going to go away. They're just going to relinquish it a little bit and they'll clamp back down. But all the people that have been standing up and speaking out and going to protests and organizing rallies and everything, they have scored a victory. So passports for vaccines are on hold now, and they are going to say, well, at least they're telling them now that you'll be able to have Christmas with your friends and family, you know, because that was illegal last year. Canada is going the opposite way, though. Canada is adopting the Chinese social credit score. They're just going full communist up there in China, which, of course, is what Trudeau said he wanted to do. So he's just doing it. Who's more owned by the Chinese? Is it Trudeau or Biden? With Trudeau, I guess it feels like he's voluntarily in bed with China. With Biden, I think they got all the dirt. You know, they're telling you about all this, these situations going on in the hospitals. It's actually going to get worse now. No, not because of COVID. It's going to get worse because you have doctors and nurses that are being laid off because they refuse the vaccine. And they don't get to, you know, they don't get to tell their story. They get censored on social media, by the way. And this is what's going to actually cause problems at hospitals. So they build the false narrative that, oh, there's all these problems at hospitals because of COVID. That's a big lie. Then they create the problem that they claimed was already there by getting rid of all the hospital workers that don't want to take the experimental vaccine. And why? Seriously, I mean, this is, look, America is going to have a huge awakening over this. Any thinking man or woman that is left in this country is going to realize that they've been lied to for a long time. And who knows? They may even realize that all these lies about COVID and everything recently, whether it's Afghanistan or COVID, everything else, folks, they've been doing the same thing to us for decades. They lied just like they did on 9/11, like they're doing now. It's all the same. That's going to be a big pill for a lot of people to swallow. That you've been lied to your whole life and you're now just realizing it. I get it. That's what InfoWars is here for. Kentucky healthcare workers refuse to comply with vaccine mandate, force hospital fire them. And this is happening everywhere. So now you'll actually have hospital shortages of workers. And then the workers are going to eventually all get be getting sick because they got forced to take this vaccine. And where does natural immunity play into any of this? Well, it doesn't. It's just like it doesn't exist. See, and Oscar De La Hoya is the perfect example. Why did Oscar De La Hoya, who's fully vaccinated for COVID, end up in the ICU with COVID, really sick? Well, because Oscar De La Hoya probably already had COVID. Maybe he knew it. Maybe he didn't. So he got the vaccine. Then he got even more sick because of it. Six organ workers with natural immunity to sue over COVID-19 vaccine mandate. So this is going to be the next big issue. But you already have, I think, 28 states that said they're not going to be doing vaccine mandates. Ken Paxton and other attorney generals have said that they are going to be suing the Biden administration for this unconstitutional thing. They've made public statements saying they've never seen a more unconstitutional action from the White House in U.S. history. So it's really incredible. New York hospital forced to stop delivering babies after maternity workers resign over vaccine. So again, that's going to be the next big thing. But then they're going to just say, oh, it's COVID. So the vaccines are getting people sick. They say it's COVID. The people are getting laid off at the hospitals. They're going to blame COVID when it's all the government tyranny causing all these problems. Now, here's a short clip of this powerful interview with Ernest Ramirez. It's going to be in the next two segments, folks. You don't want to miss this. Censored all over the internet. You can only find it right here on InfoWars.
I love the hell out of my country, but I don't trust my government anymore. My son received the vaccine, and he died a few days later. The only explanation that was given to me was a large heart. So if I have anything to say to anybody, look down at your child. It's not worth the risk. I mean, you see your baby right now, you might not see your baby tomorrow. I have to live with that the rest of my life.
So coming up, Ernest Ramirez and Alex Jones. This man has been censored now all over the internet for telling the story of his son dying from the COVID vaccine. So now you can only find it one place, right here at InfoWars. Why are they so afraid of you knowing about these vaccines? Why are they censoring the truth about these vaccines? A question America should be asking right now.
There is very little contemporary study in the world of the planet's ruling class. Not in communist China, not in Mexico, not in the United States, not anywhere is there a real study of the planet's ruling class. And that's done by design. The large central banks that basically control the planet will penalize and target any academics that look into, say, the Anglo-American establishment, the founder of the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission, the United Nations, the whole project of the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers.
Until 10 years ago, the media said, the controlled corporate media, the Bilderberg Group didn't exist. Well, now the Bilderberg Group is public, and its former head, still on the steering committee, is Klaus Schwab, and he has set up the Great Reset at global government. And if, as a liberty movement worldwide, we don't address the globalists head-on about the fact that they are a worldwide authoritarian corporate takeover, we don't have a shot. If we do expose them, we can beat them easily.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
What the hell out of my country, but I don't trust my government anymore. My son received a vaccine, and he died a few days later. The only explanation that was given to me was a large heart. So if I have anything to say to anybody, look down at your child. It's not worth the risk. I mean, you see your baby right now, you might not see your baby tomorrow. I have to live with that the rest of my life.
Well, as a father of four, my oldest is my 18-year-old son, I see our guest coming on, and I see the photo of his very handsome son behind him, and it makes me want to start crying. It also makes me think violent thoughts about the people that did this to his son, who thought he was doing the right thing and trying to help people. But we're going to bring them to justice through the courts, ladies and gentlemen. And don't worry, they will pay. They violated the Nuremberg Code, Geneva Convention, and a lot more with the secret experimentation and lying to the public about it being authorized. Last October, the CDC
accidentally flashed up in a slideshow, and then later it was, quote, declassified, a list of potential side effects that they knew from previous studies of similar mRNA shots was causing. It includes myocarditis and then flat-out heart attacks, swelling of the heart. So I know it's hard for Ernest Ramirez to talk about Ernest Jr., his son, we only saw a short clip of him on local Fox. Hundreds gather at Texas Capitol to oppose vaccine mandates. And then a reporter that we work with, Christy Lee, also did a more in-depth interview that's also at Band.Video. So I really appreciate him coming on to talk about this to make sure that his son's passing over to God's side is not in vain here, and he can warn other people. So I know it must be hard to do this. It's hard for me even to do the interview, so I can't imagine what it's like for him. So, Ernest, let's talk about Ernest Jr., what happened, and I really appreciate you coming on, sir. I know it's hard. God bless you.
Well, like I said, I took the Moderna because it was just me and my son. You know, it's always been just us two. And we were locked up in the house. When all this started up, we figured it's safest to just keep to ourselves. So I took it because I'm in and out from work. You know, my son would, I'd wake him up in the morning, give him a kiss, tell him, excuse me, I'll tell him I love you, go to work. When I get home, he'd run outside. You know, I always call him my baby boy. He was almost a little bit bigger than me, but I was always, he'd run outside, give me a hug, I'd give him a kiss, and we prepare for the evening. What are we going to do? What are we going to eat? So they started advertising, saying it was safe for teenagers. And like I said, my concern, we were never apart. We're always together. And I started thinking, if he gets sick, and he has to go to the hospital, there's no way in the world they're going to keep me from his side. I'm going to end up getting in trouble or whatever. So I said, well, they're telling me it's safe. Pfizer's safe for him. So I waited, a couple more weeks, and they kept announcing, it's good for the teenagers. So I said, okay, let's go take it. So he took the Pfizer shot at a local hospital here. And, we still stayed home. We didn't go out. And finally, my neighbors, they're like family. Her husband's my best friend. Their kids are like my own kids. Well, they asked to take them out to eat. I said, yeah, they're good Christian people. So they went to eat. They went to the park to play basketball. She said the three boys were running from one side to the other, and he just collapsed. While he was running, he collapsed and fell. A local PD just happened to be at the park, and he started doing CPR. My best friend, he started giving them mouth to mouth, and there was nothing they could do. The ambulance got there. As soon as I got there, they loaded them up, and I chased the ambulance to the hospital, and they told me, your son's dead. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it at all. And they took the local detectives. They came and told me that he had passed due to an enlarged heart. And I got upset because they're not even doctors. How are they going to know that it was an enlarged heart? Why didn't a doctor call me or something else? That's what I appreciate. Miss Ivory Hecker, she investigated. Texas Health Department never called me back. They transferred me to six different people. And to this day, I have not received a call from them. I emailed Governor Abbott also. Still haven't got any emails from him either. And when Ms. Hecker talked to one of the doctors, he said he figured my son wasn't vaccinated there. And she showed him his card. And he goes, oh, well, maybe because the side effect, because he was obese or something. So she showed him a photo. Does he look like he's obese? And he said, no, he looked like a normal 16-year-old boy. And yeah, and then he said, well, maybe his paperwork, did got misplaced. I said, what? It meant nothing to them. It's not their loss. It's my loss.
Did you know, sir, that they're actually told at the hospitals, I've had guests on about it, to cover up that the vaccine is doing this. Did you know that the
federal government, when they were preparing to do the emergency authorization last October, said in a report that's now public that they believe Moderna and Pfizer, they'd already seen it with similar shots in Europe and Israel, would cause heart attacks in teenage boys?
No, sir. I didn't hear anything till after he passed on in April. I didn't hear any type of reports till after his passing. I heard that it was 60% of the teenage boys, teenagers, were passing due to enlarged heart. Even if they would have said 10%, I wouldn't have risked not even no percentage. But my son was worse more than that. I mean, like I said, you know, nothing can bring him back. The government, I don't care what they can. There's no amount of money that can replace my son. He was the best kid there was. I mean, I've never had no problem. I loved the hell out of him. We're a team, me and him. I always said, it's me and you against the world. He was my world. Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry.
Oh, sir, I'm almost crying watching this. I'm just holding it together in respect for you. Well, you know, you listen to the media, and you're supposed to, in the past, listen to doctors. And so you have nothing to blame. You were trying to help society and step up, and they were telling you it's the right thing to do to protect others. That's what Biden said last night. He said this is an epidemic of the unvaccinated, even though it's the vaccinated that are mutating and creating these new mutations, like the vaccine mutant that's out there now that has hit so many people. And that, of course, is the Delta variant. But they consciously knew this. So I'm going to put that document back on screen if you'd like us to bring these documents to you, we can, but this is on the FDA's own website, the CDC's own website, that they knew before this was emergency authorized that it would do it, and now there's new articles. Teenage boys are 14 times more likely to suffer heart complication from Pfizer jab, specifically heart swelling. So the police, that's their job to ask, so just in case it was drugs or something else, I guarantee you that hospital took his blood. When they found out he was clean, They did a scan, and they know it was the shot. So by them not telling you, the police at least did, they are now aiding and abetting his murder by Moderna, which is DARPA. And I'm sorry to have to talk like that to you. I know you're going through a lot, but I think your son would want the justice here to come out of what happened.
Of course. That's what I said. I mean, I've told different reporters. I said, to me, if I go out there, I decide to go out drinking, I haven't caused an accident, I kill somebody, I'm going to suffer the consequence. And I feel like this is murder. Somebody needs to pay for it. You know, somebody has to stand up and, okay, you know, admit they're wrong. Quit lying to everybody. I mean, that's our government. They're supposed to help us, you know. We're supposed to be trusting them. And, I mean, I keep running into dead end. That's why I went and spoke. Everywhere they ask me to go speak, I go. And something told me inside that I need to take this to D.C. I don't know why.
Yes, sir.
I said, figure, well, that's what I'm going to do.
I'm going to D.C. next week. I hadn't told anybody that, but they're trying to demonize the First Amendment. So I'm going up there to support free speech, trying to ban protests in D.C.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
I am cutting this ad on Thursday afternoon. That means you've got 1, 2, 3, 4 days. Monday at midnight, we've got to end this sale. We may end it earlier because we think it'll sell out by then at current sales rates. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is super popular. It's got all the high-quality vitamins and minerals that are essential, great amino acids, and it tastes great. It's powder form, so in the water, you absorb it more when you drink the fruit punch. Then we also have, back in stock, this sale will continue through next week, Knockout Sleep Aid with 8 organic ingredients that help you sleep better. It's 50% off, and Ultra 12, one of our best sellers, high quality vitamin B12 for your whole body, your stamina, your libido, your energy, your immune system. It's back in stock, and it is 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. So get your vitamin mineral fusion while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com for 33% off, and a bunch of the other supplements are 50% off as well throughout next week. But the sale of vitamin mineral fusion ends Monday night, so get yours now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
People need to hear from you, Ernest. They need to hear about what happened to Junior, don't they?
Yes, sir. Well, my plans are, I'm riding a bike up there.
Good.
I have a friend of mine, Robert Tooney, Bikers for Christ. He's going along with me, and we're leaving October 16th. And hopefully to be up there on Monday, the 18th. Also, we have Texans for Vaccine Choice. They're going to be up there supporting us. And we have Ms. Jennifer Bridges out of Houston. Hopefully she'll be able to show up. Ms. Ivory Hector, that she's going to cover the story. And she said more likely she'll be there in D.C. also.
Well, that's beautiful what you're doing to save other lives, because I know that's what your son would want. Specifically,
exactly.
Again, humanizing your son, I see those incredible photos there behind you. It reminds me of my son, who's 18. But what's really sad about this is he lived with you. Like you said, you took care of him from the beginning. I think you were saying as a single parent. And just that bond there, well, basically like your son, but also your brother, so close to you. And I just can't imagine what your sorrow is like to have him taken from you.
Yes, I mean, it's heartbreaking coming home every day to an empty house. I mean, you know, I wait for him to run out the door to give me a hug. You know, I'm not getting that anymore.
Yeah. How many days after he got the experimental injection did he have that heart swelling and collapse?
I believe it was he got the on the 19th, I believe, and it happened on the 24th.
We hear that a lot within 1 week, and that was what month, sir?
In April.
Right when it all started.
Yes.
And boy, now what do you think of the president bullying people and saying, we're going to make you take this or you're going to be homeless and lose your job? I mean, this is tyranny, in my view. What's your view, sir?
The way I look at it, I mean, everybody should have their own choice. I mean, my concern are the kids, because, you know, we know this is affecting the kids more than anything. And, I mean, everybody should have their own choice. If you decide to do whatever, that's up to you. I mean, give us, these are our God-given rights.
Absolutely. You know, there's an Israeli study that you're 13 to 27 times more immune than with these experimental shots, but they lied to everybody and said they were 96% effective. I think you've got serious cause for lawsuits here for false advertising. I don't care if they have liability protection over damage, but what about the false advertising? I mean, this is fraud. And what was it? Did you see Biden's speech last night? And because where he said he's running out of patience. So I guess he's running out of patience. You already basically gave him your son. What do you think about him wanting more children?
No. I mean, this is not a sacrifice. I mean, you know, I thought, you know, what I thought, the kids are a future. We're supposed to be protecting them. You know, I mean, I've seen an article in Houston where they're already taking a medical bus to one of the schools, and accompanied by sheriff department trying to enforce a vaccine on kids.
Intimidate, yeah.
Yes. And I said, you know, I mean, that's not right. There's no way in hell. I mean, I'm sorry. Excuse me. I mean, there's no way.
No, sir, it is wrong. And the first young person that dies after deputies are there intimidating people via color of law when there's no law to take it, that's when the war is going to start. And I think they're really trying to start a civil war. I saw Klaus Schwab of the Bilderberg and Davos group say, our plan is to make them angry. So they want us to burn our own cities down so things collapse. And I don't think that's the answer. I think the answer is prosecuting the globalists that carried this out, sir.
Yes, sir. I mean, like I said, I'm just here to speak about my son. I just want to push it.
I understand, and I've been asking a lot of questions. We really appreciate you. If anybody wants to get in contact with you or talk to you or have you speak to their group, how do they do that, Ernest Ramirez? Talk about your son, Ernest Ramirez Jr., and then we got 10 minutes left. I appreciate your time. Anything else you'd like to add, please talk to us.
I mean, like I said, I'm traveling out there. I have a flag made with my son's picture along with my American flag, because like I said, from the beginning, I mean, I love the hell out of my country, but I don't trust my government anymore at all. I mean, so if they see me on the road, it doesn't matter, honk, wave. They see me eating at a restaurant, they're more than welcome to come up, talk to me. You know, but if they want to join in, they don't have to be on motorcycles. They join in on the pickup truck, cars, whatever. We just got to make noise, because I know I know for sure I'm not the only one this has happened to. A lot of us, we deal with our problem. And we try to go on with life. But he was my life. I have nothing left. So if I don't yell and scream on his behalf, well, good am I? You know, I was here to protect my son. And if he's not here no more, I have to keep on. I have to raise this up and try to prevent another child from dying.
Absolutely. That is exactly what you're doing here. Well, again, I understand you're talking about what happened to your son, and we appreciate your courage and. Again, I understand the pressure. It's like, hey, it's safe, it's effective. With every other drug, if they tell you that, it's been approved, it's gone through 5-10 years testing, but they lied about that. Now they say it's approved. They just did another emergency authorization. So they lied to the public, and it's just very infuriating, more than frightening. It's infuriating that they know this doesn't protect children or young people. They know it particularly hurts teenage boys, and they're doing it. And it's just absolutely outrageous, in my view.
Yes, sir, and I don't like what I heard them say. It's worth the risk. It's not. It wasn't, not to me. It wasn't worth it. You know, because I don't have them. I mean, there's no way. I'm never going to see them again. So,
well, you're going to see them in heaven, brother. There's a spiritual realm. We all know it, and you know, you're a good man, and you're going to see your son again.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
No, thank you. We've got a few more minutes left. Again, is there any way for people out there? Because they're going to call us wanting to get in touch with you. Is it okay for us to give people your email or
yeah, you can give out my email, or I mean, if they want, they can send me a text on Messenger, whatever. I answer everything. You know, I mean, if they want to talk, you know, or even if they want to, you know, send me prayers, I'm for it.
Well, it was very Christ-like of you and your son early on wanting to protect others and believing their lies to go out and do this to help others. And that's very Christ-like, laying down. I mean, your son laid down his life for others. He believed he was doing that. Just like a soldier, you know, that goes to a war that may not be perfect, but he believes he's helping people. And so now out of this, I believe we're going to save. I believe your testimony is going to save thousands of people and turn the tide. And so I think, you know, that's, you know, I think the devil's really stepped in it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, boys. I mean, the way I say it, I feel we're in the end times already. This is where Revelation is coming up. So, I mean, if I got a week, month, a year left, I'm going to continue the fight, you know.
I agree with you. Exactly. Things are going to get so rough as we're going down this path that your son might be blessed he's not here at this point.
Yes, sir. That's why I figured they took him first, so he wouldn't have to see what we're going to go through in the next few years, you know, because it's going to get worse. I don't see it getting better.
Elaborate in the few minutes we have left, sir, about going from not trusting your government, because this is a globalist occupied government. Obviously, it's a corporate New World Order government. I mean, well, the process of trusting more and now not trusting this entity.
Well, like I said, you know, I love my country. I'm ex-military. My son, he was in ROTC. He wanted to go into the Air Force. And, you know, so, I mean, I'm here to for my country 100%. But then the government lying to us constantly. I mean, we're fighting for ourselves, our country. And this is not a war. This is, I mean, it seems like, I feel like it's population control. I mean, you're just dropping people left and right, and it's not for a good cause. You know, we're not at war.
It's our own occupied government directing it against us and then covering it up and then covering up treatments for COVID-19 so more die and sending sick people with COVID-19 to nursing homes to kill them. Yeah, these are ghouls. These are evil people, and good people can't believe it when it happens to them historically. And it comes every three generations or so. And notice, three generations, you have the World War II generation, you have the baby boomers, now this generation, and evil. It's generally every three, almost always. Sir. And we're in the middle of it, and more. The demons have risen, basically, and that's what we're facing. And your son was a casualty of this war, sir.
Yes, sir. That's true. That is, it's very true.
All right. Well, thank you, and God bless you. And I'd like to get you back on as things unfold. And I would like to get you on some of our other broadcasts. You can have a testimony and save others and continue to make sure that your son's memory lives on and has an effect to educate others. In the last couple minutes we have, any other comments, sir?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.